Andrea Rodriguez Avila, 21 years old, from Baltimore, Maryland. She thought that she could be in a relationship and end the relationship and continue to live her life. Boy, was she wrong. She didn't know in 2024, when you get in a relationship, the only way out of a relationship is death. Blood in, blood out. That's what we're dealing with these days. Relationships are blood in, blood out. She didn't know that. She thought life was just like television, and you could get in a relationship, be unhappy, and decide you don't want to be unhappy anymore, and that be that. But no, you got to stay unhappy or die. She didn't know that her life was on the line because she ended her relationship. She thought she was going to move from Baltimore after getting her associates to Texas and go to Rice University as a junior and get her degree in political science. And she was wrong. On the first day of the semester, her ex came to her dorm room, gunned her down, and then gunned himself down, Romeo and Juliet fashion, because that's the times we're living in. If I can't have you, nobody can. You are not going to be happy without me. You're not. So ending your life is worth everything that I've ever worked for in my life, because they gave you 100%. Don't get with these people who give you 100%. Don't get with them. Flee from them. Run. I know love and obsession can look alike sometimes, but they're very different. Love and obsession are not the same thing. Love is balanced. Obsession is not. Obsession is always over the top. If a person is always over the top doing huge gestures for you, it's going to be the same when your relationship ends. They're going to be over the top doing huge gestures for you, but these gestures are not going to be kind and sweet. They're going to be deadly. But rest in peace. This woman didn't know. She's only 21 years old. She didn't know that a relationship is a blood in, blood out scenario. You either live to happily ever after or you die. But let me know what you guys think. Is this typical Texas behavior, or is this relationship an anomaly and it's rare that a woman will lose her life because she don't want to be with a lunatic no more? Let me know how you feel.